Random House Audio presents Dragon Bones by Lisa C. Read for you by Janet Song. Prologue. The man was dead by the time his body hit the swirling, muddy waters of the Yangtze River just below the first of the three gorges. With no panicked attempts to reach for the safety of land or a protruding rock, with no last agonized breaths to endeavor, with no searing pain of water being gulped into lungs, the body was simply swept away by the fast-moving current. How quickly he cooled in the chilly pools, how swiftly he moved in these first few minutes with no obstacles in his way. Each mile sent the man relentlessly forward past villages gray with age, factories that belched fetid smoke, and drain pipes that spewed loathsome refuse, chemicals, and raw sewage into the river. As he went, his skin wrinkled and began to peel. Internal gases formed, keeping him afloat. He often traveled as much as 30 feet per second, and the top of his head pounded into jagged rocks and rough cliff edges, tearing away tufts of hair and scalp. But other times, the river widened and slowed, becoming shallow and treacherous to navigate. More than once, the body was caught in the swirl of a whirlpool or on the edge of a sandbar before a shift in the current or the ripple of waves from a passing vessel freed him. Did anyone see this Shui Dabang, waterlog, in its pitiless migration to the sea? The waters of this snake of a river had a drainage of more than 700,000 square miles, nearly one-fifth of China's total landmass. It divided the country into north and south in matters as basic as temperament, food, and religion. The Yangtze directly affected one-third of China's population, more than 400 million people, nearly one of every 13 people on the face of the earth. So, of course...